Venezuela is facing widespread shortages of milk, meat, bread, and other staples. Critics blame the government's socialist economic policies. But instead of changing course, President Nicolas Maduro is calling on Venezuelans to help feed themselves. Reporter John Otis tells us more.
On a sweltering afternoon, these Caracas residents are hiking into the mountains that rise above the city. They're on a mission to find dirt. With picks and shovels, they dig up fresh earth. They need it for their gardens, located on the balconies, rooftops, and small plots of their homes in a Caracas slum. With bags full, they drag them down the mountain. Back home with the dirt, urban gardener Josefina Requena sprays water on cucumbers, green pepper, and passion fruit. They're growing in her front yard, where she's also got a chicken coop. I've always loved to grow fruit and vegetables, Requena says, but over the past 2 years, things have become much more difficult, so I'm taking gardening more seriously. So is the Venezuelan government. To confront shortages, President Maduro is calling on people to grow food and raise chickens in their homes, even though 83% of Venezuelans live in cities. To help them, Maduro announced the formation of a Ministry of Urban Farming. The president also claims that he and First Lady Cilia Flores have taken up the cause. Cilia and I have 60 laying hens, Maduro said in a speech. We produce everything we eat. Critics say Maduro should focus on making life easier for traditional farmers. Home to vast stretches of fertile land, Venezuela could grow much of its own food. Instead, production has collapsed. Economists blame the expropriation of farms and food processing plants, as well as government price controls that force farmers to sell at a loss. In addition, falling prices for oil, Venezuela's main export, mean the government has fewer dollars to import food. There's also a severe shortage of imported farm machinery and supplies, says Vicente Perez, director of Fede Agro, Venezuela's main farm organization.
No hay nada, así como no hay comida, no hay...
There's nothing, Perez says. There are no seeds, no herbicides, and no medicines to vaccinate animals. Phil Gunson, who's based in Caracas for the International Crisis Group, warns of a pending humanitarian crisis.
At least 1 in 10 people is eating 2 meals a day or less. There isn't starvation. We're not talking about famine, but we're talking about malnutrition, and particularly in the case of children.
Maduro blames the food shortages on a so-called economic war that he claims is being waged against his government by the opposition. Gunson and other analysts reject this argument and say urban gardening will have little impact. Many city dwellers lack the time and know-how to grow food. Poultry can also be complicated. So says truck driver Juan Pablo Ibarra. He's one of the people who climbed into the mountains to gather dirt for their gardens. Ibarra says he used to have 30 egg-producing hens, but then the corn he fed the birds grew too expensive, so his family ended up eating the chickens. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Caracas, Venezuela.